Hi, this is Jen. I'm sitting in for Debbie.
Okay, great.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have about half a minute to go before we
okay.
start.
Okay, sounds good.
And when I do a roll call, we can show Debbie initially absent and then show that she joined during that agenda. She wanted to join the agenda item on
3 and 4.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Or if you prefer, I could have her, you know, acknowledge it right when you start.
It doesn't matter. No, we will wait till the agenda item. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We have a quorum to start.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. It's now 10 o'clock. This is Special Executive Committee of the Air Pollution Control District, July 26, 2018, 10 a.m. Roll call, please.
Ms. Arnold is currently absent, but will be present shortly. Ms. Shaw?
Here.
Mr. Waggy?
Here.
Okay.
Public comment, there are no members of the public here. The first item is approved minutes of the May 30, 2018 Executive Committee meeting. And any comments, Miriam?
No comments. No.
I have none either. Do you want to make a motion to approve?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And next is the review of the September 2016, 2018 board meeting. And Gary, do you want to lead us through this?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Click on any items of interest. It's pretty of a standard meeting notes, agendas, financial report, acceptance of funds, of grant funds that differing amounts from what we had previously reported, and you know, to adjust the appropriations for fiscal year 2018-19 according to those adjustments. Our standard update on outreach activities.
Yep.
The APCO's report will focus on the status of the SVRA and the Scientific Advisory Group and what's happening out there.
Okay.
I don't right now currently have any other super hot items that aren't included
sure.
other than the grant process, and we're going to be talking about the report on grants. So that's item B1, consideration of the appointment of the hearing board members. We have the attorney member and a couple alternate vacancies to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be starting our public notification of that.
Sure.
And the board notification here shortly in the first week of August.
Can you hear okay, Marian?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
And so that, you know, that will be our hot ticket item, as everybody wants associated with the dunes will want to be on the hearing board. And you know, that's
And this is the attorney position.
The attorney position and some public member alternates.
And a public member alternate.
Yeah.
Public member, members, two?
Two.
Okay, one attorney member and two public member
alternates.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, you know, that will be, you know, it's going to be hard to, it's been hard to find members in the past, but we'll have a lot of them that want to be members now, but if they're in the situation where they're going to have to excuse themselves on the very issue they want to be a hearing board member of, it may be more difficult than it sounds.
Right.
So that one will be interesting. And then the consideration of the legal counsel options as
sure.
Mr. Berry is retiring this year. And closed session items, you know, annual staff compensation adjustments, and then my performance evaluation and employment contract are listed on there.
Yep.
Straightforward.
So what are we anticipating, just a question, but on closed session A, so?
That's just our cost of living adjustments annually that we do
okay.
out here.
Okay, we're gonna take that, okay.
Yeah, we're taking that. We'll have closed session to discuss with the board what they want
okay.
to do.
That's limited to the staff compensation benefits.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So,
with item B2, are we going to have to hear from every single applicant?
I don't. Unless we come up with some kind of a screening method beforehand, we're going to have to hear from each applicant.
Okay.
And we should have the application in front of us too.
mean, we, it's up to the board to decide whether or not they want to hear from the applicants. I mean, it's strictly, you know.
I think it's important to hear from the applicants. We'll see how many we'll have, and we may have to restrict the time.
Depending on how many we get, we may not be able to fit as much into the meeting as we think. It would just depend.
We'll just have to play it by ear. I think if, you know, if we have 20 people apply, we'll give each one 1 minute, but I don't think we'll have that many people apply. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, and we can always continue the item as well. We don't need to fill it immediately if we have more applicants that we want to deal with in the day, or consider, you know, if we get a 20 applicants, we may want to continue the item and figure out another way of screening them out with a subcommittee. So there's always
that.
And then coming back to the closed session, item B, that will be your performance evaluation then.
Correct.
So that's a standard thing we've done before.
Yearly.
And Ray will lead us through it, presumably.
Right, we have the forms, the template. I just have my secretary send it out.
Sure.
Get it back, summarize it.
And then go over it during the day. It's the same as before.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Marion?
None from me. Should I make a motion to approve?
Sure.
Okay, so moved.
Second, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? And just for the record, there's still no public here. There's no public comment on any of these items. Okay, let's move on then to item three, which is when we need to get Debbie Arnold on.
Yep, so let me go grab her. Hold on for a second, please.
Right down there on the bottom. Is it Lacey?
I think it's Lauren.
Lauren. Oh, yes, Lauren.
It was a Cal Poly student.
Cal Poly student.
Mm-hmm. At the time. I assume that she's graduated by now.
It's actually pretty good.
Thank you. That's very good.
Look at it.
It's better than a block wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the price is right.
I was going to say it was cheaper, too. Cheaper in-house.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Arnold.
Hey. Hi, Debbie. Accommodating me.
Good morning.
We'll let the record show we have Debbie Arnold joining the meeting at this point. Okay, this is item number three. Gary, do you want to start or have Ray start?
Actually, I'm stepping back on this more or less. I'm here to help.
Okay.
I don't have a dog in this fight. So
yeah, and so I just wanted to get the executive committee's opinion on how to proceed with this, whether or not we want to limit the number of candidates or just a straight open RFP or appoint someone from Ray's firm. It's totally up to the board. I have no preference. I do know Jeff at his office minority, so I'm comfortable with him. However, if the board wishes to go another way, there are other candidates out there as well. I don't know cost-wise, bringing somebody in with air pollution experience is maybe hard to get locally. So if we do the RFP process, it may turn out to be more cost-prohibitive to use somebody outside. But certainly entertaining that and even maybe doing a proposal for the board both ways could be done.
And Ray, I realize you're kind of stepping aside on this, but
I'm here for the item.
At least tell us the kinds of skills and knowledge they need.
Yep. This is very much like, we talked about this at LAFCO, in terms of finding counsel, and it's not a position that you can just go through the phone book and find somebody. APCD is very much like LAFCO, but on steroids, actually. It's a lot more complex. Can you hear me okay? I'm sorry.
No, we're fine.
So it's, you're probably gonna be looking at somebody outside of the area ultimately if you really want to do a recruitment and find somebody who could come in and handle the APCD. There's, in my estimation, I've been part of CAPCOA for some 40 years, 30 to 40 years now, and there's probably 40 attorneys in the state that even understand it. And most of them that become counsel for a district usually were junior level and then kind of worked their way up and they built up the expertise. I don't have a dog in the fight personally because I'm retiring, and so it's not like I get anything out of this. But in terms of my perspective of what I think is best for the district, it probably is Jeff and Michelle. They've been backing me up. We have 30 to 40 years of history of the APCD in our records. They're local. Jeff's interested. I know he is. I've talked to him about it. So I guess it really depends on what the board wants to do, but I think he'd be a good candidate, and I think I've been sort of training him for the last year just to back me up and be familiar with what we're doing.
Sure.
The other advantage you would have if you decide to stay with Jeff is that I will continue to be available kind of on an on-call basis to back him up and assist him, and would be glad to even back up the board going forward if it wanted me back for some reason and there was a conflict.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm trying to take the high road here because, like I said, I don't have a dog.
Is there any contracting law that we have to worry about as far as when we execute a contract for personal service that do we have to go out to bid for that?
No. Bidding requirements apply to works of public improvement under the public contract code. We don't have a formalized RFP process even, so it depends on what the board wants to do. So the board has the authority to just appoint somebody if they want.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let me go to my colleagues. Who wants to chime in? I can't see who's raising their hand, so.
Go ahead, Miriam, you go first.
Okay, Miriam, you got
it. Okay, I would just assume go with Jeff and Michelle. I think it's the most cost effective. And we just appointed an assistant city attorney in Grover, and we just went on the recommendation of our attorney. You know, as long as we're above board and it's very transparent and the public is not opposing this for some reason, it just makes the most sense to me.
Okay, and I feel a little differently just because in the years I've been elected here at the county, I've had people say I have an interest in this or that, but it's hard to break into some of the agency work, and so I've heard that so many times, and because right now I'm sort of uber sensitive to this local employment with the Diablo, we hear that all the time, you know, trying to keep jobs here, recruit locally and so forth. I think that Jeff would be a great candidate as well, but for me, I would be more comfortable, and it doesn't have to be a big effort in the RFP, but at least if it was posted, where we would at least consider, we don't know, you know, what's here and who might be interested unless it was posted. In other words, just to say, for a moment in time, if anyone wants to apply, we'll at least meet them and consider them.
As far as the time frame goes, it sounds like, do both of you want to go local?
I don't care. I mean, I think Jeff is a great candidate as well, but I just think it's the fair thing to do would be post it, whether it's on our website, post it that there's an opening, and should someone else decide they want to at least meet us and give it a shot, I just think that it should be open. I don't feel comfortable just making an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be fine with opening it up, and I hear what Debbie's saying, especially just because I feel like our board is under so much public scrutiny. I don't want to do anything that looks like, I don't know, non-transparent. So I would be fine with that. We'll just, you know, we'll cross bridges when we come to them, I guess. If somebody from outside the area comes, then do we pay for moving expenses, blah, 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 when we could have
Yeah, we can't.
Local.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, if they come from outside, I think we're looking at someone from outside the area that would travel here for the meetings, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would live in Sacramento, say, and they would travel here for ahead of time for the meeting, so you'd have travel expenses plus personnel, plus your contract hourly costs.
So yeah, so
whatever the bid is. So.
Currently, there would be some kind of a retainer.
But it sounds like the recommendation is, and as far as proceeding, can we, at this point, since it's agendized, can we... get started on this recruitment through
the web? Can I run the RFP?
The web, or do we have to wait till the...
I think you need to get direction from the board.
Yeah, so I just want to clarify, we will make a recommendation to the board. That's where our function is this morning. That's where I thought we were going, but I want to see what the parameters were.
And so then you and I would work together to present some RFP language in September.
We could do that, and we have an RFP that David Church just did for LAFCO.
Yeah.
Could be a good template. I looked at that one.
I read that too. It seems
you read it
pretty
okay.
complicated, but we could work with it.
It's pretty complicated.
Okay, in that way, it's my
just substitute APCD for LAFCO.
Yeah,
find a place.
We can invite anyone we want to make sure that they know that there's a vacancy.
Sure.
But then in the end, our net catches whatever fish decide to come in and, you know, take a shot at it.
And I'm agreeing with my colleagues too. I think this is a more transparent way of doing it. I think highly of Jeff. He seems very sharp, and Michelle. And there would be some continuity, but on the other hand, let's be totally transparent. So I guess we're just giving you direction to bring something to the board meeting.
We will bring an RFP proposal.
We'll make this happen. We can vote on it at the next, the September meeting.
Yep.
September.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We do have to keep in mind, though, if we do choose someone from outside the area, I mean, every time they come for a meeting, we'll be paying for all that travel time, so...
Yeah, I think I personally would like, I agree with them. I would like somebody locally if they're qualified. I agree. I think having someone local really helps a lot.
One other thing I might add, just from my experience with the agency, is a big part of what I do is I'm accessible.
Right.
So I'm here at the offices. They need
Correct.
Someone to come in. I look at the contract. You know. And that's a hard thing if you've got somebody in Sacramento.
It's all...
It's just
fact or email and everything. I know. I understand. And there's some value to having someone local. As I say, I have two qualified candidates, one local. Obviously, I would go local. If we can't find one locally that the board agrees on, then you know, have to go someone farther away. But okay, so do we need a motion then to direct or just a consensus?
I think we have consensus.
Where you want
to go, yes.
Yeah, I think the staff understands where we want to go with this. Any questions? I think it's pretty clear.
Yep,
now, if I can make one other point, just for the board's knowledge, my time frame is not set in stone, and I think I made that
sure.
clear to all my agencies. So every one of them is going to take a different transition
right.
period, some more than others. So I'm available as
sure.
long as necessary. If it takes you 3 months, 6 months, yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, that's good. It's the government. We take longer.
I understand. So.
Okay, so I think we have consensus on that item. So
okay, thank you guys.
We have one more thing that we might want to consider is canceling the next executive meeting.
Oh,
on the 29th.
Do we need an executive committee meeting on the 29th of
August?
August.
If you guys don't have any business.
Since we've already approved the September agenda, there's no reason to meet.
Mm-mm.
I don't see it.
Sounds good.
And unless something arises that the staff is aware of, they can reinstate it. But
you have the authority to call it at your.
I can call it too.
Just call it.
But I'm happy not to have them.
You still have item 4 on here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Debbie.
I'm sorry. I have to sign off. So on the record, I'm out.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Debbie.
You guys,
thanks for calling.
Okay. And item number 4, Gary.
That's just my annual initiation of my performance evaluation, and Ray will be.
This is my item, I guess. So I'm glad to conduct it. It's the annual evaluation.
Yeah.
It's time to bring it back.
This is informational, basically, today. You're just letting us know you'll be moving forward on it like you always have. Any questions, Marion?
No questions now, no.
So it's a standard way. We've done it before. I think it's worked well, and we'll just. You'll send out the evaluation forms, and we'll fill them out, get them back in, and you'll keep dogging us to turn them into
I'll
we do.
Keep dogging.
And
this will be on a closed session agenda for B3.
Right.
B3B, yes.
Correct.
Okay.
I think that's it. Anything else, Marion?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Anything else from staff? This meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Enjoy. Thank you, Miriam.
By the way,
thank you, Miriam.
Are you on vacation or is this business?
Yeah, we're over in South. South Carolina, so it's kind of nice. It's afternoon for me. I'm not a morning person, so this is great.
Okay. Where are you at in South Carolina? Are you on the beach?
Hilton Head, out on the beach.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. No, this worked out perfectly. This was easy and glad we could get it done.
Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Miriam. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye, Miriam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gary, on your evaluation, this is, I think, your first one. So what I need from you, as soon as I can get it, so I send it out the packet, is kind of your list of accomplishments for the last year and goals or whatever. You might look at
awesome.
Every
okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then I usually send that with the evaluation forms to the board.
Yeah, I have a lot of that in the budget process. So.
Yep. I think that's all
doing
here.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what I've done, you probably... We're watching TV.
I think under the circumstances, especially that you, all the trying circumstances, you're doing a great job, in my opinion.
Thank you. I'm trying. So we're about ready to backfill my old position internally. We opened up the...
You can't do it all.
No.
Is he stressed out too much?
He doesn't show it if he is.
Things were, more in turmoil before I got it worked out with state parks and... and mostly worked out with the public on that, so.
Give it, give us.